Radio Concordia.
For CJLO News, I'm Donald Roberge. Montreal Mayor Valerie Plante has announced that the city will be investing over $1.8 billion to reinvigorate its downtown core. Both the pandemic and loss of office workers choosing to do business from home has left the area with a struggling retail sector. Included in the investment is the creation of new living spaces and green spaces, as well as improved cleanliness. Plante also said that special emphasis would be placed on the identity of certain sectors like the Latin Quarter and Chinatown. The mayor indicated that Montreal's difficulties are not unlike many international cities whose downtown cores have struggled to reattract people after the pandemic. The city of Longueuil has announced that they do not have any intention of removing camps created by houseless people. As part of a press conference introducing a strategy addressing the city's itinerant issue, Mayor Catherine Fournier said that only camps that presented a safety issue would be dismantled. The city's action plan includes an $835,000 investment, as well as an inventory of vacant land and a camp management plan. The city will also set up an intervention project in its libraries and easier access to storage. Currently, Longueuil has between 200 and 1,000 houseless people in its municipality and approximately 12 camps. A spike in COVID, influenza, and RSV cases has created crowding in many of Montreal's emergency rooms. Katie Brady has more.
While union negotiations continue for nurses, winter cold and flu season continues to batter Montreal's ERs. Many are still nearing or over 200% capacity this week, and many hospitals across Canada are facing similar crises. Aaron Derfel is the health columnist at the Montreal Gazette. He said the state of our network results in patients, particularly elderly patients, being left on stretchers for days on end. With nowhere to be discharged to, he says ERs have become a place for the elderly to go to die.
It's actually a real shame that this is happening. I would even go so far as to describe it as scandalous. And it's, you know, this was a crisis that was years in the making. I believe our public healthcare system has been underfunded. We don't have enough doctors and nurses, and our population is aging. We could foresee that this would happen, and then the pandemic hit, and it just made matters far worse.
Derfel stressed that the dire lack of medical staff in Quebec, especially family doctors, only compounds the problem. Meanwhile, the nurses' union continues to negotiate their contract with the province. This month, Health Minister Christian Dubé had to walk back comments he made urging the public to self-diagnose and avoid ERs. He maintains that the CAQ's new sweeping healthcare reform bill will address the problem.
The thing of changes that I think will make a big difference for the patients.
For more with health columnist Aaron Derfel, tune in Friday morning at 9 a.m. In Montreal for CJLO, I'm Katie Brady.
For more, visit CJLO 1690 AM podcasts on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. And this is hitting all the bases. Sorry, I had to clear my throat. So sorry I missed you guys last week. I had a lovely fever of over 100 on the weekend, and it was just not my week. So I decided that instead of infecting this entire radio station with germs, I would stay home, which is exactly what I did, and proceeded to go to bed at like 9:30. Honestly, don't even remember, but I know I slept a lot last week. Anyways, before we get in to the three songs, well, our first three songs, I have a little PSA to play. But before that, I'm going to let you know what the three songs are. Then we'll go PSA. Then we'll go music. Then I'll see what happens. Maybe it's us. Maybe we'll be talking. I have no idea. But the first three songs of tonight are Easy to Tame by Kim Mitchell, The Untouchable One by Tom Cochran and Red Rider, and then Don't Forget Me, open bracket, When I'm Gone, close bracket, by Glass Tiger. But before that, let's get this PSA going. Here we go.
In mid-October 2023, Quebec's government announced that they will be manually increasing English university tuition rates for out-of-province and international students starting in fall 2024. Originally, the Minister of Education attempted to double tuition rates. But because of student and administration pushback, the hike was reduced to only 30%. Wait, hold on. Only 30%? That's $12,000 for out-of-province students and still a minimum of $20,000 for international students. We don't have that kind of money.
This tremendous tuition hike impacts all Concordia students, regardless if your tuition is getting hiked or not. Concordia will be losing money from a projected lower enrollment rate, resulting in class cancellations, department closures, and fewer funds for extracurricular funtivities. This will even impact Montreal's businesses with a deepening of the labor shortage and shrinking customer base, because there will be a 60% decrease in students coming to Quebec.
Does this make you frustrated? Yeah, it should. Students are mobilizing to fight against the tuition hikes using the symbol of the Red Square, popularized during the impactful 2012 student strikes. Red Squares are available outside the CSU office in the Hall Building for you and your friends. Follow the Instagram at Students Quebec to learn more about future direct actions and student strikes. Together, we can stop the hikes and demand free education for all.
Sorry about that, minor technical issue.
What
Presented by SiriusXM, Quebec City's craziest alt festival, The Fuck Off, is back for its 10th consecutive year. From February 9th to the 17th, Quebec City will come alive with shows and showcases featuring emerging music of all genres. Get your ticket and come discover amazing artists like Teke Teke, Get the Shot, Solipsism, C'est Nicole, Population 2, Totalement Sublime, Virginie B, and more. The Fuck Off is the festival that heats up your February. Visit phoqueoff.com for more information.
Hi, and welcome to the show tonight. Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
Charts and Crafts, counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 1690 AM.
All right, you're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases, and let's run through the first three songs that we listened to. We started off with Easy to Tame by Kim Mitchell. Now, this is off of Mitchell's album Shaken Like a Human Being, which was released in 1986. Then we had The Untouchable One by Tim Cochran and Red Rider. This was released by Cochran in 1986 off of his so creatively titled album, which is called... Sorry, not Tim Cochran, Tom Cochran. Did I say Tim? I meant Tom. But anyways, the album was released in 1986, and it is so creatively titled Tom Cochran and Red Rider. How original, how unique. Brownie points for creativity. And then we had Don't Forget Me, open bracket, When I'm Gone, close bracket, by Glass Tiger. Now, this was originally released in 1986 off of the album The Thin Red Line, but the version that we just listened to was from the Thin Red Line, the deluxe version, which was released in 2012. That is 86, 2006, 2016, like 22 years or something like that to wait for a deluxe version of an album. That is ridiculous. In my personal opinion, not everybody agrees with my opinion, as people like to cheer, but I'm the one talking, so I get to speak my thoughts. Up next, the three songs that we have are, drumroll please everybody, While My Guitar Gently Weeps by the Jeff Healey Band, New Orleans Is Sinking by the Tragically Hip, and Everybody Knows by Leonard Cohen. So let's get you guys going with the Jeff Healey Band performing While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
I love you. All right. Burn blue on the street, loose sink and bleed under sky, so smoky blue green. I can't foresee a Dixie did she, so we dance the sidewalk clean. My memory is muddy, what's this river that I'm near? New Orleans is sinking, man, and I don't want to swim.
Everybody got this Donna or the dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows that's how it goes. Everybody knows. And everybody knows that it's now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. And everybody knows that you live forever. Oh, when you've done a line or two. Everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe's still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows. And everybody knows. And everybody knows that the plague is coming. Fact of the past. Everybody knows the scene is dead, but there's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose what everybody knows. And everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through. Bloody cross on top of Calvary, to the beach in Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming upon. Take one last look at this sacred heart before it blows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that's how it goes.
All right, welcome back. It's me again. Let's chat about the songs that we just listened to, because I listened to them too. We started off with, where's my little list? Here it is. We started off with While My Guitar Gently Weeps by the Jeff Healey Band. This was released in 1990. Off of their album entitled Hell to Pay. Then we had New Orleans Is Sinking by the Tragically Hip. I love the Tragically Hip. I've played them before. If you've listened, you've heard them. So this was released in 1989 off of their album, which is definitely not called 1989. I don't know why I wrote that down. Off of their album called Up to Here, released in 1989 by the Tragically Hip. And then we had Everybody Knows by Leonard Cohen, which was released in 1988 off of his album called I'm Your Man. Loving the self-confidence. The next three songs that we have are Run to You by Bryan Adams, What You Gonna Do by Chilliwack, and YYZ by Rush. And YYZ is Toronto, I believe. Yeah, it is. I should know. I lived there for 18 years. YYZ is Toronto and YUL is Montreal, and I don't know about the rest of them. But the let's get you guys started with the first of the songs in our next little tranche, which is Run to You by Bryan Adams.
Found out about you and I. what you gonna do? What you gonna do when I'm gone?
What you got? For just $60, new students can discover the joys of movement and harmony with unlimited access to classes at Moda Yoga Montreal. Located in the heart of the plateau, the Moda Yoga Studio offers a variety of hot yoga classes with something to match every ability level. They're good to find your flow or just recharge. Karma classes excluded, and the offer renews automatically after 1 month at $139 per month. Can be canceled at any time without penalty up to 1 week before the renewal. Moda Yoga Montreal is located at 3863 Saint Laurent Boulevard, and for more information, you can go to modayogamontreal.com.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost of the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
You're listening to CJLO 1690. On AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases, and I'm your host, Sam. And let's run through the three songs that we listened to before the ad break. We started off with What You Gonna Do by... No, we did not start off with that. We started off with Run to You by Bryan Adams, which was released in 1984 off of Adams's album entitled Reckless. Then we had What You Gonna Do. I was getting a little bit ahead of myself there. Then we had What You Gonna Do by Chilliwack, which was released in 1982 on their album entitled Opus X. And then we had YYZ by Rush. This song was originally released in 1981 off of Rush's album Moving Pictures. The version that we just listened to is the 2011 remastered version of Moving Pictures. I have one more song, like, planned. I don't really want to play it. It's the only one that's not Canadian. So, you know what? Goodbye. I don't want to play that. So, I'm not going to play that. And we're going to talk. All right. So, if you've been here since the beginning of the show, you will have heard the tuition PSA tuition hike thing that I played. More information on that one about tuition hikes. So if you're at Concordia and you are a faculty of fine arts students, you will have gotten an automatic email unless you unsubscribe to the emails, which is so dumb because they email about so many fantastic things. But if you are not a faculty of fine arts student, but you care about the arts and you wish to support us, because we are like one of the faculties that we're the only faculty whose main building literally has no potable drinking water. Like, they have to lug in water coolers with those massive jugs that you have to flip upside down and replace because the water's unsafe and half the toilets don't work. And two of the windows in my painting studio are quite literally cracked all the way through. But will they be replacing them? No. So if you wish to support fine arts students in the tuition hikes, which will likely result in a lot of our courses and programs being canceled, turn your ears on. All right, so FASA Mob is an independent group of fine arts students mobilizing against the tuition hikes and austerity measures of the sitting CAC government. They are asking us to engage in the politics involved in mobilizing against the tuition hikes that threaten our faculty, programs, and community. The tuition hike proposed to take effect in fall of 2024 will exacerbate issues of elitism within academia and limit the ability of students to benefit from their education. The president of Concordia, Mr. Graham Carr himself, who loves to send out biased emails, as I'm sure we all know, predicts a 60% decrease in enrollment for out-of-province and international students during the 2024-2025 academic year. A drop in enrollment directly correlates to a drop in funding for groups that rely on fee levies, such as student associations, clubs, including FASA, Art Matters, the Journal of Art History, the Fine Arts Reading Room, the People's Potatoes, and so many more things. Le Frigo Vert, I think CGLO's got a fee levy. We also take donations. There's so many. The free food that they serve, the free vegan food that they serve in Loyola, I'm sure that'll be gone without any money. But anyways, the drop in enrollment from out-of-province students and international students will likely cause the permanent closure of many smaller fine arts programs. We've already seen that the winter 2024 term has had classes canceled due to budget cuts and services reduced, such as the opening hours at the Center for the Digital Arts. Additionally, two of my 400-level seminar classes were canceled, and I was like, hey, babes, I'm trying to go to grad school. I need this class. And they were like, yeah, sorry, we're just going to cancel it. But anyways, FESMOB is calling a special general meeting to ratify the mobilization group and to officially call a strike. You can support the FAFSA mobilization efforts by attending the special general meeting to discuss and vote on whether FAFSA should collectively go on strike along with other Concordia departments. The FAFSA special general meeting will be held this Wednesday, January 24th, tomorrow at 6 p.m. in the lecture hall EV1.615. If you're unfamiliar with EV, you can either enter, you can honestly enter through any of the doors, and you head towards the elevators that are closest to McKay Street, and there's two auditoriums there. It's in one of those auditoriums. There will be pizza provided, but guess where they get the money for these kinds of things? Fee levies. And if you want to get free food from school, make sure you're paying your fee levies, but also you should be a little stressed about the tuition hikes. All right. You can register for the general meeting. Registration is not mandatory, but recommended because it helps us plan for food and organization, not us, them. If you head to FAFSA's Instagram, there's more information about that. If you're a fine arts student, check your email. If you have any classes with the lovely Dr. Skelly, she sent out emails about this with this information. So check your emails, guys. And if there's anything that you can do, which you can do, you can strike. As a student body, we can strike the same way professors have striked, the same way teachers are striking all across the province, the same way healthcare workers are striking, because they're not really going to listen unless we do anything else, because we, especially as a lot of students who are from English-speaking countries, well, provinces, dominantly English-speaking provinces or countries, we are very invalued in this province, and I feel for you, and I know how hard it is to get a job. So, aside from the job part, if you would like to try to do something to not have to pay so much freaking money in the coming years, especially if you're passing your fifth year in the program, you will no longer be grandfathered, and you will be paying that double. Go to the FAFSA meeting or check to see if your faculties are doing something similar. Anyways, that is all from me. Thank you so much for listening, guys. This is CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. This is Hitting All the Bases. We are live from Montreal, and I will catch you guys next week.